This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go over the news of the week as it affects the family farmer, the stories that are inspiring that perhaps can help you make your farm better. That's what the program is all about. Food, family, farm, getting people who are on the family farm we want to do more than survive. We want to thrive. And so I try to come up with different ideas, have some commentary, but I do like to start with the news, and I think perhaps the most important news this week for most family farmers is how you can become eligible. The commodity eligibility list announced this week by the U.S. DA, we have this CFAP program, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. There have been a lot of comments from farmers, and appropriately so, that not enough of what goes on the farm was included. I know I looked at it from the cattle point of view, how many cattle that I have at a certain time of the year. I looked at it from the hay point of view, which are the two commodities on my farm. But there are a lot of people who do specialty crops. I don't know that I even thought of this. There were thousands of responses when the USDA asked, okay, what do you want this program to be, stuff that came in the 11th hour, and so it didn't get in the first round, it didn't happen. But now there are new commodities that are eligible for what's called CFAP. I'm looking at the list here. It's pretty interesting. Specialty crops like bananas and bok choy and things you can't even pronounce. Curry leaves, I can pronounce that. Dates, dragon fruit. And, I mean, you'll find the list on the USDA's page. I want to send you there, but there are many more. If you have a specialty farm and you're growing things, now I have regular traditional dairy animals, so that was easy, but there are non-specialty livestock categories now. Originally, I don't think sheep were in this. Yearlings, that sheep that are less than 2 years old, they are now eligible. And things that are grown in aquaculture, you know, this has become a big thing. I know the farm lending outfits, I did the business when I had a mortgage on my farm with Farm Credit, and that's, you know, basically an arm of, it's not an arm of the government, but it's an arm of a huge lending organization out in Colorado. I think it's the IM Bank. I've forgotten exactly what the name of it is, but they lend money to regional banks that lend money to farmers. And so in this circumstance, there are a lot of farms and farmers that are doing things. These people lending, they started lending money to farmers who grow fish. You know, the farm-to-fish thing has become a big business. And even if you don't, they're loaning money to people who go out in a boat. You want to buy a boat, they'll lend you the money to do that because it's food. It's part of the food system. Anyway, all of those people are now eligible. Nursery crops and flowers, cut flowers, they were not in the CFAP original inclusion list. Let's see here. Onions weren't. Pistachios, peppermint, spearmint, walnuts, watermelons. Now all eligible for Corona. And I'm going through this, not only, I mean, you can look it up easily. I just find it interesting to think about how insular we view agriculture. You know, the produce guy that grows lettuce and tomatoes and corn and spinach and beets and peas and, you know, that kind of stuff. But how many people know a farmer who's growing pistachios, for example, or spearmint? You know, that they're doing it. That's farming. It's agriculture. So why shouldn't they be here? It just sort of, and I don't want to take a shot at the Farm Service Agency, but I think it shows the lack of foresight, the lack of open thinking, or maybe better yet, or worse yet, the experience quotient. People who are farmers today or who come from farm families who might work for the FSA or they do their research, they just tend to be myopic. They look singularly and not broadly. So all the noise that came from farmers who were doing things different, hey, what about us, worked its way into the USDA and their service center. So therefore, they changed the CFAP available, the money that's available for various things. So if you want to complete the application using the application generator and the payment calculator, I actually talked to my county agent about this because I just wanted to see whether I applied or whether it applied to me with cows, and it did. There wasn't a lot of money involved in it, but if you have, if you're on the edge, man, every little bit helps. So you go online. I did it with her, but you can go online. We had to set up an account pretty much like you do if you've gotten the PPP, the PPP loans through the government, the payroll protection plan. Those kind of require, as a matter of fact, you can't talk to anybody about those in the government because they consider it a conflict of interest. But anyway, and so now you can apply for PPP loans if you're a farmer, and you can apply for the CFAP loans if you're a farmer. I don't know. I'm not sure the SBA is going any further than that at the moment. So I don't know that there's SBA help other than the PPP for the farmer. The USDA then has the CFAP. So two avenues you can pursue if you're in need of help. Coming up in a moment, a conversation with a farmer named Zach McDaniel. And I suppose the obvious would be old McDaniel had a farm. Well, he's not so old. He's got some very interesting ideas about a part of farming that we have to have the help, but we tend to shy away from coming up with new ideas. I'll explain what the help is that we need and how Mr. McDaniel is helping us, those of us who are family farmers, get rid of the problem that we have. We have a number of problems, but he's going to zero in on one of them. That information coming up next here on the American Family Farmer. Let me help you help yourself to a better night's rest. This is a constant theme with me here on this program because farmers normally this time of year, especially the people that I know who are in agriculture, work from when the sun comes up in the morning until it goes down at night. After 8 o'clock, they have their dinner, they go to bed, start all over again. And sometimes if things aren't going so well, as they haven't been this year, you toss around, you don't get a good night's rest. So I'm going to try to help you with a focus on that by going to MyPillow.com. Make sure there's layers, literally and figuratively, of how this help works. Start with the MyPillow mattress. Then the bed toppers. They're all about specials now with bed toppers. They're promoting bed toppers at MyPillow.com. And then, you know, you get the sheets and you get the pillows, the pillowcases, all of these aimed at you having a fabulous night's rest. Get that 7 or 8 hour sleep that you need so you can perform well on the job. Don't forget to take a look at the towels that work as well. It's all on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. And the BOGO deal continues. So you buy one of these, if you're looking at the bed toppers, you buy one at the regular price, get another one free. You might want one for a queen-size bed. You want one for a twin-size bed or whatever it is that you need. Buy one, get one free. All at MyPillow.com. All the things I've mentioned about the bed, the bedroom, all of the products are made in America in the plant in Minnesota. So avail yourself of that. Good American company, great American product. Money back. If within 30 days you don't like what you bought, you send it back and get your money back. Nobody else is doing that. MyPillow.com. Make sure for all of these deals you use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is the American Family Farmer, as I have told you before. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, and a broadcaster, host of a number of radio programs. This one hits the spot for me because it so speaks to an important part of my life, being around cows all my life, being on the farm, having saved a couple of farms in my time. It really is a wonderful, it's a match for my personality. I guess people chuckle when I say that, because I have a confusing personality to some people, but that's because I have these various interests, and I'm very passionate about my farm and helping farmers. Thus, the subject matter when we get into our conversations with people. I was talking really how important it is to listen, and it is. Zach McDaniel is here. I'm tempted, but I may not give in to temptation. I'll bet people before have sung Old McDaniel Has a Farm. E-I-E-I-O. Has anybody ever done that for you, Zach?
Yes. Hi, Doug. Yeah, I sure have. My dad was a farmer as well, so the McDaniel family name and farming has gone back a little while, and yeah, I believe it's been done to him and done to me and probably will be done to my kids and so on, yeah. Which I wouldn't have it any other way. So
you grew up in Oklahoma. Is your dad still farming?
He ranches. He runs a cow calf operation, small amount. He farmed for a long time. Farming has changed a lot since when he started, and he's also kind of gotten to that retirement age. He cringes. He's of that generation that cringes a little bit when you say that, but he's enjoying that now. So growing up though, it was dirt and fields and farms and animals everywhere. So.
Nothing wrong with that. So, you know, something that always tickles me, that has nothing to do with why you're here, but while we have a moment, and because you mentioned ranch and farm in the same sentence, in your mind, in Zach McDaniel's mind, what's the difference between a ranch and a farm?
Well, for me, I guess when you say ranch, the term ranch itself, you think of a larger organization. When I think of ranch, I think of animals. When I think of farm, I think of plants. Again, I'm thinking back to when my dad started in the 60s, and when, you know, there were a lot of smaller farmers that kind of did a little bit of everything. I guess a lot of that probably came from that old homestead mentality of just doing everything it took to survive on your own piece of land. So for me, ranching means animals, farm means plants, but, you know, I think that's one of those words can change meanings a little bit for different people.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, examining what's going on perhaps on your farm. We all have problems with Ichiku Park. Zach McDaniel is going to help us with that.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound. We can take the track.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, examining what's going on perhaps on your farm. Zach McDaniel is maybe going to help us with that. It's fascinating to me because I grew up on around dairy cattle, been around cows all my life. We have two definitions here. They both fall under the farm handle, if you will. The fellow that grows the produce, who's my friend up the street, or me that raises cattle. I would no more apply the term ranch to my farm than I would fly to the moon. For me, it's always been sort of a distinguishing, almost, and I laugh when I think about this, obnoxious. I think that ranchers put on an air. There's something about, I don't know if you've seen that show that has Kevin Costner in a Yellowstone. Have you seen that show?
Yes, we recently got introduced to that show, and you're right, that it does have a stigma when you think ranch,
yeah.
For sure.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just
You're fine. Like I said, because that's what has changed a great deal is, you know, one of the reasons, not only retirement, that my father doesn't do it as much anymore is because the small farmer, and I call it small rancher, the small farmer and rancher, they can't exist, not like they used to.
Well, that's the whole purpose behind this program, to support those people who are, as I was and as your father was. We were aware of the limitations of what we could do only because we didn't have enough time in the day. That was it. We did everything. Now, as I said, I'm a dairy guy, and I like that aspect of it. I'm not much for, you know, I've grown a lot of corn and hay in my life, but I don't care much about growing vegetables. It just doesn't, life, I see, you know, life is certainly on the farm no matter what, but life to me is seeing the animals and raising them and helping them and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But you touch also on something else that's a big problem. I think the idea of farming becoming industrialized, the family farmer going the way of the wind. I don't respect that. I don't like it. I don't even recognize it. I think that we have to save, and it's been very interesting this year because people have gone back to thinking, wait a minute, where's our food? Because they couldn't find any food. So where is the food? And therefore, they've learned and they've found the transgressions of the big agribusinesses and the kind of crap that is produced by some of these places that call themselves farms, and they aren't. It's a big factory. Maybe it's semantics.
The old saying, you don't know what it's got until it's gone, applies to this as well. And the lack of the resource that we're so used to just having at our fingertips allows gives us the need to search it out, find out more about it. And I think we're finding out some things that we don't like. That's why we created our product, which we created it before the pandemic, obviously. It just became even more of a focus now, but we created it because we saw that. We saw the urban farmer coming up, the backyard farmer, the homesteader, really coming back to the forefront, bringing the small family farmer back, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to give them the best tools to do that and the safest tools.
All right, so what Zach has created is something called First Saturday Lime. And I'm going to leave you in abeyance for a moment because we have to do a couple of things, and we'll continue with Zach and find out what First Saturday Lime is. If you want to cheat, you can go to his website and get there before we do, firstsaturdaylime.com. This is something that's very important, especially, again, in the era that we're living in, because we don't know what's around us, literally and figuratively. So look at First Saturday Lime as a focus of the American Family Farmer when we continue here in just a matter of moments.
Hunt Military Communities HMC, the largest U.S. military housing owner, has announced that they have generated over 116,000 megawatt hours of solar energy in support of the sustainability goals of the U.S. military. Hunt believes that by working hand-in-hand with their residents, they can help the environment by being more conscious of energy use. These military families are key to reducing the environmental footprint. Julie Strickland is a vice president at Hunt Military Communities.
At Hunt Military Communities, we're incredibly proud of our sustainability achievements. The families living in our communities are instrumental to our success. We've had many families actively partner with us to reduce energy consumption, and subsequently, we've been able to reduce our environmental footprint. Any dollars saved through energy efficiency efforts directly contribute to community improvements and the enhancement of the overall resident experience. We're eager to build on our successes by further expanding our energy efficiency initiatives in the future.
This is just one of the many ways Hunt is committed to providing the highest quality of living experience for their military families. For more information, visit huntmilitarycommunities.com.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As they set their sights on moving to the White House, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris appeared together for the first time as the presumptive Democratic presidential ticket. Without the crowd and fanfare that usually accompanies a big campaign moment, Joe Biden appeared for the first time with his running mate in a Wilmington, Delaware high school.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. She's ready to do this job on day one. And we're both ready to get to work rebuilding this nation and building it better.
Harris said they want to set a new direction for the country.
You don't have to accept the failed government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. The Spokane Produce products were distributed in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington between May 13th and August 19th. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside. Thompson International onions are sold at various stores, including Kroger, Publix, and Giant Eagle. The affected produce may not carry a label indicating their origin, so the FDA is recommending that consumers throw away any onions of unknown origin. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer, second half hour of this week's program, featuring a conversation with Zach McDaniel. I'm Doug Steffen. Zach runs First Saturday Lime Company. You're the owner. Did you come up with this? Explain what it is and how you came up with it, or whoever came up with it. Where did it come from?
Sure. I probably ought to start by saying that my wife Jana McDaniel has had a lot to do with all of this. It started largely with her father, who passed unexpectedly. He was a farmer, and he dealt with the bulk agricultural limestone product that some farmers may already know to balance the pH of your soil. And he had heard that limestone also had natural repellents, a repellent activity for insects. And so after his unexpected passing, as a young person will do, trying to figure out what it is, to move on, to create something for your family, and then, of course, to hopefully keep that legacy alive, my wife, Jana, and her sister, Jessica, got together and decided to really search for a way to make this a viable alternative to pesticides. And what we found was that the limestone available to most people right now There's basically two kinds, and one of them isn't strong enough to really repel the insects in a way that does much good. And the other is not safe enough for the use around animals and family members, children, and just humans in general. And so they started working on creating a product that was both absolutely safe but absolutely effective. So that's...
Now, what are their backgrounds? Janet,
well, my wife
Jessica.
Went to Duke University and got a history in business, so she's very well versed in the business side of things. But like me, she was raised on a farm, and of course that means her sister was raised on a farm as well. And she actually has a degree in kinesiology and is into wellness. So those backgrounds kind of mesh together, and with the opportunity provided by their father and. I've really been supporting them along the way, you know. I think that they would probably give me more credit than I deserve, but I definitely want to make sure to give them all the credit that they deserve.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at a picture of the three of you, you, mm-hmm. your wife, and your sister-in-law, on the set of Shark Tank. So yes, I'm guessing that your wife, whoever it was that got to the producers and convinced them to give you a shot, one of the most compelling shows, I think, on television, one of the most original shows on TV, and the success of it shows that people understand that. It's like the old gladiators, you know, you're being thrown to the wolves. These five characters that are sitting in the chairs in front of you, you know, they're out for blood, and so they find stuff, but they're going to do what's in their best interest, of course. So what was that? Let's tell the audience a little about the experience that you had. How'd you get onto Shark Tank, and what was the experience like?
Yeah, sure. No, you're not lying about any of that. It was an experience for sure. And while my wife definitely did the legwork to get us on the show, it would probably be from my urging. We really have seen success and saw success before Shark Tank, to the point where we were having opportunities that obviously require some investment on our part, and that was becoming a little scary. Where do we, you know, what basket do we put our eggs in?
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, at this point, if we're gonna really make this move to make this product available to as many people as possible, which, you know, I guess that's the goal of a business, but that's our goal as farmers and environmentalists, I guess, to make sure that this is in the hands of everybody that that needs it. And so she went through the process. This actually started in, I want to say, April of last year. So it was a year-long process because we didn't air again on Shark Tank until April of this year. So we applied, went through the whole process, and, you know, you said wolves, but the name Shark Tank couldn't be any more perfect because you are literally swimming with the sharks in there, and it is a wild experience. They're all very unique and very genuine people. You get the feeling from them on set. We got to individually talk to a couple of the sharks, but for the most part, you know, you're in there. It's live for you, for the business. It's live for us because we don't get a chance to say cut. Can we do that again? Anything like that. You just go in there, and then they just start talking over each other and throwing questions at you. And if it looks like that on TV, that's because they edited it to make it look less like that than it already was.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a nerve-wracking experience, and the whole thing is a difficult experience, but it's rewarding. You get what you put into it for sure, and the producers all along the way make sure that you're putting yourself into it fully. And we learned a lot about ourselves and our company through the process, and we couldn't be more grateful to Shark Tank. And then, obviously, we got lucky enough to get a shark out of the deal. So,
who'd you get?
Well, we got Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, and it's been wonderful to be as just, I don't know, cliche as possible. It really has. You know, he assumes a character I assume on TV. But I'm a sports guy, and I liken it to that player. When they're on the other team, you don't like, but when they're on your team, you love them.
You love it. Yeah, exactly.
And, all right. He's been huge. It's been for us, and he's really offered us that guidance and given us a lot of advice for some opportunities we've created for ourselves, and then, of course, opened some doors for us as well.
Right, exactly. That's what it's all about. So we're having a conversation with Zach McDaniel, and I want to spend the remainder of the time that we have talking about this product itself and how it needs to be used, not just down on the farm, but wherever people are. This is a very this is America at its finest. The ingenuity, the inventiveness, that's what Shark Tank, by the way, is all about. It's one of the reasons I like the show as much as I do. Plus the fact, the camaraderie, you know, you wonder how they get along together, you know, off air as well as on air. I happen to like Cuban, I call him Cuban, but Cuban, better than any of the rest of them. He just seems to be the epitome of what I'd want to be if I were in his shoes. You know, but it's a great experience. Anyway, we'll talk about the product and why it's necessary on the farm as we continue here. Zach McDaniel from First Saturday Live. Check out the product at firstsaturdaylive.com. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a helpful hint on how you make your teeth brighter and whiter. This sounds like it could be subject matter for a Shark Tank episode as well, but this company is far enough along now. I've been talking about them for 8, 9, almost 10 years, I think. If you've got coffee, tea, red wine, blueberry stains, smoking stains on your teeth, and you don't like the way they look because people say, hey, man, you're a great person, but your teeth are ugly. So let's get rid of the ugly, get rid of the trays as well, get rid of the mess. This is a 5-minute solution to you having a brighter, whiter smile. So call up powerswabs.com on your computer. Look at the background information, all the clinical studies, all the uses. This is an all-natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that once you put it on, in 5 minutes, you'll start to see the difference. And you keep doing it every 5 or 6 days, and over the course of a couple, 3 months, you will see your teeth go back to their natural whiteness. Fabulous product. Great. Very easy to use. No mess, no fuss. A little bit of bother because you got to do it. You know, you swab it on your teeth. It's good for everything, caps and veneers, the whole deal. Try Power Swabs for yourself by going to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10, the number 10, DJV10. That gets you another $10 off already. The already discounted price, 40% off the manufacturer's retail at $99. Now you're down 40%, then you take the $10 off. That's what comes, the benefit of using DJV10 is just that. The benefit of using it is your teeth will safely return to their white original color with no mess or trouble with the interior of your tooth, nothing being eaten away on the enamel. Just a great product. For great results, go to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years.
Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Zach McDaniel, the owner and vice president of production at First Saturday Lime. So this is an eco-friendly insect repellent, but you created this because it's safe not only for people but around food, right?
Absolutely, that's right. And you know, I'm lucky and happy to be on the American Family Farmer, because that's obviously what we are, what we care about, and what this product was created for.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we created a product that we feel like should be used across the nation, around the world, by anybody that has a property that they maintain, that they want to keep insects away, or plants that they want to keep their insects away. So if you live in Manhattan and you've got a patio with a hanging garden, then you can use our product. If you do have one of those ranches in Bozeman, Montana, whether it's Yellowstone or not, you can use our product. And we designed it for the American homeowner in general to be able to put in their lawn, on their yard, in their garden. But we feel like what applies to most people is around the exterior of their home. Put it around the base of your home, and it actually creates a border, a barrier for insects. So it's not designed to kill the insects, but it repels them. It is a desiccant. And so it creates an inhospitable environment for the insects, and it also will kill the larvae and eggs, dry them out, and then you end up having a yard that you can go roll around in without having to worry about your kids getting bit, or, you know, of course, rolling in some sort of poison that you sprayed down to prevent
That's a horror show. One of the things that I like about it in terms of the farm is, you know, my cows are like everybody else's cows this time of year, covered with flies. You got to spray them all the time. I'd like to think this might be something that we could use on that for that purpose. But also chickens and stuff. You know, you want to keep flies and things away from the chickens when they're laying their eggs. It seems to be like around any animal, right?
Sure.
Couldn't you use this around any animals as well?
Absolutely, and that's what, you know, I know that's the focus of the show here, so I want to make sure that, well, our biggest market, we believe, is just your American homeowner. We've really developed this niche inside the local livestock realm. So your urban farmers, your small farmers, chicken farmers is probably what really allowed us to take off like we did, which is crazy because we didn't know that that's what was going to happen. But it has turned out to be a miracle product for chickens and all animals alike. You can sprinkle it in the bedding of your animals. It's absolutely safe, doesn't harm them.
Yeah.
People ask if they can apply it directly to their animals. I always tell them, obviously with products like us, there's things you can't say versus things that
right.
are true.
So there's a hint, a word to the wise. One of the other things is this is made in America, and that's what makes it something for me. I'm not interested in buying stuff from like this, especially from China. FirstSaturdayLime.com. Apply it using the advice that you've gotten here from Zach McDaniel. Zach, thank you. Continued success. Good luck to you and your wife. I'm going to be in touch because I want to use it with my cows and my chickens and the goats and stuff on the farm. Sounds like it's a perfect use for it. FirstSaturdayLime.com. Zach McDaniel here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget about our American Family Farm podcast every week. We have a focus on what we have said on these programs, only it's condensed to about a half an hour. You can learn a lot about what's going on. It'll help you. That's what it's all about, aimed at helping you as a family farmer or as a locavore that's using the food that we're growing on our farms, drinking the milk that we're growing. All of the great new attitude is highlighted. For those who, it's not just farmers that listen to the program. A lot of people that are interested in our food supply and more all the time because the interest in the program is growing all the time, and that's good. Thank you for that. The American Family Farmer Show.com is where you hear the podcast. Now, my commentary. The story that we're sharing here among us, whether it's a relaxing conversation that we have at dinner time, whether you're listening, whether you're trying to figure out the things that you need help with on your farm, most people need to listen twice as much as they do. And a lot of times people, when they have a conversation, they think they're supposed to be talking. But I would say, as a radio broadcaster and as somebody who in this circumstance is trying to help as many people as possible, I find, and we're giving you information, you got to listen to the program to get the information. And so listening is important. As a matter of fact, I find that you need to listen twice as much as you talk. And whether it's on the farm, whether it's non-farm neighbors who don't understand what's going on. And I certainly, Doug Steffen is guilty of wanting to be sure my ideas are heard, what I'm thinking gets out. But if you don't listen, if you're already kind of like the bad interviewer on TV, you know, the person who's looking down at his cards, there are several people on television. Jimmy Fallon reminds me of the worst of the worst when it comes to this. He's looking at his card in front of him to see what the next question is rather than listening to the guest. Well, that could be said at your home or when you're visiting other people. Are you listening to what they say? Are you concerned about what they say? And likewise, do they think that you're telling them stuff that's important? This is about respect, I think. And certainly it's a responsibility of people to be. Why would you bother to have a conversation about something that was important if you didn't want to learn something new? If you want to stick to your old ideas, why bother to engage somebody in conversation? Why bother even faking listening? I've spent my whole life on the radio, my adult life on the radio, listening to people, learning from people. And fortunately, because I'm a quick study, I've had the opportunity to talk to lots of people, whether they're in government, whether they're in business, whether they're organizations, in this case, that support the Farm National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau Federation. I've learned a whole lot about what's going on outside the farm so that I can help myself. This is a very interesting. It is an industry, by the way, whether you like that terminology or not. Farming is an industry. And I'd like to have it not so industrial. I'd like to have it more farmly focused so that people can, you know, whether they're teachers or students or consumers, they will know what's going on by either listening or watching. Go to the farm and see what's going on. And listen to the farmer tell you what he or she is doing. The consumer today, and this, I'm turning it around, the consumer today wants to be heard, wants to know where the food comes from. So it's up to the farmer to become, as tough as it is for some of us to want to talk to the people that come visit your farm, you need to do that. They want to know, they want to trust you, and if you tell them stories, most of the time you open your mouth, they're going to know that you're the authority just by the first few words that come out of your mouth. And they can learn a lot. I did growing up around food, raising animals, telling stories with people. When I tell those stories today, people look at me, they gawk, they don't say a word because I'm doing something that is unheard of in the part of the country where I live. There's no dairy farms around here. Nobody understands that milk comes from a mammary gland, not out of a carton or, you know, from an almond or something like that. And when I say those things, people listen to me. Somebody said to me, oh, I never thought about it that way. Well, that's the idea. You can tell stories to people who are your customers that they've never heard before. So my advice, I hope it's advice that's good, sound advice. More than ever, you got to listen to what your customers are saying, what they're asking you, what they need to know. Listen to them, and then they'll listen to you. They want to hear your story. So how about we do that around the barnyard and around the farm? My thoughts, my commentary. I'm Doug Steffen, the American Family Farmer. It's our
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.